If you got it, say, I got it. Now, I shared in one earlier lesson that you know, my role as a pastor is basically twofold. Number one, the most important thing I can do as a pastor is introduce you to Jesus. Amen? He is the Lord of all. He is the one who redeemed us and gave us life. That's the primary focus. But number two, the most important thing I can do after you come to Jesus is feed you with the Word of God so that you understand it and you can walk in godly principles. Amen?
Amen.
Would you agree with that? Amen. That is the role of a pastor. That's the job of a pastor. And I like to say it like this, to lead and feed. All right? Jeremiah 3:25 says this, "Behold, I'll give you pastors after my own heart who will feed you with understanding, with knowledge and understanding." That's the job of a pastor, to feed you the Word so that you have a comprehensive working knowledge of the Word. You can put it into practice. Amen? The job of a pastor is not to entertain. And I often tell folks, you guys have been here when we've introduced new members, right? The first thing I say is it's not about me, it's about you.
Amen.
All right? I'm not the focus. I remember years ago I went to a church that went through a really, really horrible situation. I mean, one of the most horrible things you could ever experience in ministry happened to them. And these people were just all tore up. And you know, a minister had failed, and because of his moral failure, had to move on. And so he was the guy who founded this organization, and there were several churches in this area. I think about five or six churches, and he was the pastor of the biggest church. And so they took a pastor from one of the smaller churches and moved him to this college town to fill the pulpit where this founder had started this ministry. But just a terrible situation. And so I knew about the situation, and I know what they were doing. They were trying out for a pastor. They're looking for somebody to come preach that they like, and you know, he's going to be the next pastor. And so somebody, through a friend, asked me to come up and minister to them, and I prayed about it and said I would. So I went to this town and preached in their Sunday morning service, and immediately I could tell, you know, you can sense things in the spirit many times. I could tell that people were latching on to me. Oh, he's going to make a good pastor. Oh, he's, you know. And I knew that wasn't the will of God. I'd have missed it. And so I said in that morning service, listen, I'm not the focus of God's attention this morning. You are.
Amen.
I'm here to minister to you. All right? I'm not here to impress you or entertain you. I'm here to minister to you and help you. And thank God, by the Holy Ghost, we did.
Amen.
But afterwards, they grilled me and still, you know, I went through the interrogation process. And they want to know, what do you believe about this, believe about that? I said, whoa, hold on, fellas. God didn't call me to come up here and pastor a church.
Amen.
All right? I know you need a pastor, but I came here to try to help put people together after they've been wounded and hurt. So, you know, the role of a pastor is to lead and to feed. That's the basic function of a pastor. Now, in order to do that, you have to deal with areas that many people would rather avoid. Are you with me?
Amen.
I mean, there are many things in life that we have to do from time to time that are not pleasant. I often talk about this new dog we got. Well, hey, having a dog is a job.
Amen.
All right? I'd rather not pick up droppings with a plastic bag. But if you've got a dog, that's your job.
Amen.
Comes with the territory, so to speak.
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want to pick up, I almost said the wrong word. I was going to say something started with a T.
You got to buy a scooper.
Yeah, well, you still got to clean the scooper. All right? I've seen those scoopers. They got throwaway scoopers. I'm not wasting money on a scooper. I'm using a Topps bag. Anyway, Walmart, whatever. If you don't want a scoop, don't get a dog. Okay? So if you don't want to deal with unpleasant issues many times, don't go into pastoral ministry. Now, so I'm going to share some things with you this morning that are designed to help you, to edify you, to build you up. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody say, pastor's not meddling this morning.
Pastor's not meddling this morning.
There you go. Amen. So some of you may feel that this is an unpleasant area, but I'm trying to help you. Amen?
Amen.
Remember, we're talking about victorious living. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. But our victory in Christ is going to be determined by the choices that we make. Now, the writer of Proverbs says, he that troubles his own house will inherit the wind, or nothing of any substance. Now, the word trouble is a word that means to, and it's an old English word, to roil the water. Now, what does that mean? That means that the water's nice and calm and peaceful, but all of a sudden something happens and the water becomes tumultuous. And it stirs up a lot of turbulence. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3. And I want to show you something from the different side of the coin. This is the will of God for us. Look at 1 Peter 3, verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, or just the opposite, blessing. Knowing, now watch this, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Now, we're going to get into this in a little bit, but I want to focus on those two verses. Notice verse 9. But contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. Now, what is he talking about? In this passage, Peter is dealing specifically with marriage relationships. Everybody say relationships.
Relationships.
Your marriage, your family, can be the closest thing to heaven that you experience on this earth.
Amen.
Or it can be the closest thing to hell
right.
that you experience
right.
on this earth. Right. Can I get a witness? Amen. Just depends on what you put into it.
Amen.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing that I want you to see, and oftentimes people miss this. If you're going to live a victorious lifestyle, there are certain things that you must do in your home. Everybody say, in your home.
In your home.
Victory begins in your home.
All right.
Now, here's something I want you to see. Notice that he said, knowing that we are thereunto called, that we should inherit a blessing. It is the will of God that you inherit a blessing. In fact, this verse is so strong, it uses the word for called. It's the word kaleo. And the word kaleo means to call by name. It means to verbally, audibly call or to bid somebody. So what is the Holy Spirit saying? The Holy Spirit is saying that it is the will of God that you inherit a blessing to the point where the Holy Spirit calls your name and says, Alonzo Coleman, come, this blessing belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
It's not just some general thing, but God calls you specifically by name and says, come, partake of this blessing. You're a sharer by lot. It belongs to you, Brother Coleman. It belongs to you, Brother Dixon. Are you with me?
Amen.
God is calling us to a place where we can experience the blessing of God or victory. But if we make wrong choices, we'll forfeit that victory. Now, it is the will of God that we inherit a blessing. What does it mean to inherit? Well, you know, a lot of times we watch legal shows. You know, Perry Mason's been off the air for decades, but maybe still in TV land or something. I don't know. We used to watch these lawyer shows and, you know, and people all know about inheritances. Somebody passes away and leaves you something. Well, that's part of what an inheritance is. But literally, to inherit something means that you share in something by lot. In other words, there's a certain segment of something that is designated just for you.
Amen.
And for you to inherit it means you partake of what has been set aside just for you. And what the Holy Spirit said through the Apostle Peter is that God has called us to the point where He does it by name so that we can partake of what He set aside just for us.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Now, if you're going to walk and live in a victorious lifestyle, you need to partake of what God has set aside just for you.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
So let's avoid those things that will cause us to forfeit that blessing. Can you see that?
Amen.
All right. Now, let's deal with this, and we'll talk about it in a broader fashion. Now, how many of y'all, you remember when you went through the new members class, we had a book called Getting a Grip on the Basics by Beth Jones. Any of y'all remember that?
Yes.
We ran through her books on Wednesday night for a long period of time. In fact, we met Beth When we were in Tulsa 2 years ago, we were on the same plane flying from Detroit to Tulsa, and many of you got to meet her. Well, anyway, Beth said this about this verse. A person inherits the wind when they eat Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner alone or with strangers. When they cannot leave an inheritance to their children. When they have absolutely no emotional bond or connection with their kids, and vice versa. A person inherits the wind when they are an empty shell with no real friends. Amen. A person inherits the wind when they're penniless, friendless, and known as a person lacking integrity and moral core. A person inherits the wind when they don't receive hugs and kisses, gifts, emails, invitations, the warm fuzzies that are part of healthy families. A person inherits the wind when they consider the bottle, the casino, or the porn site their closest friend. A person inherits the wind when they find themselves sitting in a jail cell wondering, how in the world did I get here? A person inherits the wind when they reap a giant harvest of nothing.